Chapter 1 presents an overview of the ideas contained in this book about signals and systems. Since we are living in an age of multimedia computers, audio and video entertainment systems, and digital communication systems, it is almost certain that you have formed some impression of the meaning of these terms. It is quite likely that your usage and understanding of the terms signal and system are partially correct. For example, you may think of a signal as something that carries information. Usually that something is a pattern of variations of a physical quantity that can be manipulated, stored, or transmitted by physical processes. The term system may be somewhat harder to pin down because it has a variety of meanings. For example, the word might refer to a large organization, such as the Social Security system. However, we're interested in a much narrower definition that is very closely linked to signals. For our purposes, a system is something that can operate on signals to produce new signals or new signal representations. For example, an audio compact disc player is a system for converting the music signal stored on the CD to an acoustic signal that we can hear. The recording is digital because it represents the music signal as sequences of numbers. Our goal in this course is to develop a framework that makes precise statements about both signals and systems. We will use mathematics as the appropriate language for describing and understanding signals and systems. We want to show how mathematical equations allow us to represent signals and systems and to design and implement systems that achieve a prescribed purpose. In the following chapters, we will start with the basics of sine and cosine functions, and then show how complex numbers can simplify the algebra of these trigonometric functions. Subsequent chapters will introduce the concept of the frequency spectrum of a signal and the concept of filtering with a linear time invariant system. For each chapter, we have provided demonstrations, labs, and solved homework problems. These can be found on this CD, and there are also links in the text to the CD demos for individual sections of the book. These supplementary materials should provide a broader perspective on these topics than what might be gained from just reading the book.